Yo, what is up, y'all? This is Malik talking. Oh, God. Yeah, this is Malik talking, the podcast. And this is Malik talking, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, and also Lil Dad. Leak Rashad. I don't know. No one calls me any of these things, but I'm making them up. So I don't know, dude. I sat here and I was like, this app came on my phone. Well, an ad for it, and it was called Anchor. And it's like an app where you could upload like your podcasts, your voice memos, all that stuff on the like. You can do actually, it's yeah, for the good podcast. You can actually download the app in the App Store and you can like. You and your friend both get on, you guys can just do your podcast that way. It's really easy. And it's a simple interface and it's not hard to use. Like you edit your podcast on here and everything. It's pretty awesome if you ask me. But I got this app and I was like, dude.
Here we are. Episode 2. What's up, guys? Welcome to Malik Talking. Or talking Malik or whatever. I'm the host, the only guy on the podcast, Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, and a whole bunch of other names that people don't call me. But how are you guys doing? First podcast was up, that shit was cool, man. I fuck with it heavy. I don't know. I like doing this, like just talking, man. And this one, hold up, let me let y'all know this now, is a da 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 sober pod. Yes, I am. My pen, well, actually, my little thing ain't even working, dude. Like I'm kind of hot. I ain't even trying to spark the blunt, right? You know what I'm saying? But, maybe this is a sign from God himself that I should not be doing drugs, you know? Well, if there is a God or isn't, if you guys believe, if you don't, or a higher being, or let's not even get into that, Like, let's not, Classic. Okay. Now, I don't know, dude. I'm looking forward to Chance's album because technically, he hasn't dropped an album yet. Like, everything we've heard from Chance was just like mixtape bullshit, I guess. So like album Chance might be a god. We don't know because we haven't heard an album from Chance. That's fucking scam artist. So hopefully the album drops today or tomorrow. I just need to vent. Hello, world. Hello, people that listen. You are on Malik Talking. Wait, this is Malik Talking. I'm your host, the only person talking, Malik. AKA Malik's Intellect. AKA, wait, BKA, Young Water Cycle. CKA, I don't know. I don't even know what CKA is. Close, Kaka, Aka. Oh, no. Drop my thing. So I just need to vent. Like, I don't know what's happening in my life or what's going on or where it's going. But there's so many like forces like pushing me different ways and I don't know what they mean. Like something always happens that's just so crazy. Like life is so crazy. It's like the longest thing you'll ever fucking do is life. And people are like, life is quick and da da. No, it's really fucking not. It's long. And even if you die, up until that point, it felt long as shit. Like, no, if you die at like 22 because you killed yourself or whatever, like, you're just like, damn, like, shit was weighing heavy. Like, year 17, 18, 19, those years were heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, are heavy years, long years. Like, I think 18 through 20 are the longest years of your life. Like, I really do, because you're not old enough to do anything. Like, you're like, y'all not even 21 yet. Like, this sucks. Like, 19, useless age. 20, Still useless. You can't do shit. You're just 20. You're just not a teenager anymore. Which I guess, you know, you can't jump from not being a teenager to 21. So I guess, you know, 1 year till you get to that. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. What is this nigga talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. I legit just opened the app and was just like, I'm gonna talk about nothing. Because everything is just weird, dude. Like, I think I'm legit did the math and I might be the Truman Show. I really don't know. I'm the new Truman Show. It's the Malik Show now. Like, everyone's watching me somewhere on a TV screen and they're just like, they're cheering me on, but also they're like, oh wow, that, look at that drama they just threw in his life out of nowhere. Like, everything. And then, like, when I look back on things, things just kind of foreshadow. Like, it's so crazy. And they're like, it's like they're writing this show and they're just setting shit up. Like, something from season 18, which would be me being 18, like, is happening in season 22, and you're like, holy shit, they had that going for that long? Like, these writers are good. Like, whoever's writing my show is a fucking genius. Like, this guy deserves every fucking Emmy, any screenwriting award you could give him, the Golden Guild, I don't fucking know. Like, whoever is writing this shit is a god. Well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, the stuff that goes on in my day-to-day life to, like, weekly to monthly to yearly. Like, it's only August, and this year's been fucking nuts. Like, it's been one of the most stressful years of my life. And I feel like I've been carrying so much, and I need to let it out, or I'm gonna fucking scream and lose it. And, like, it's just been really, like, this year has been nuts. Like, there's no other way to describe it, because it's been one of the craziest years of my life. Like, that's it. And, like, I thought last year was fucking crazy. Like, I thought this year would tone down. Like, hey, your 21 year, you were, like, everything. Oh, my God. Anyway, if you know, you know. But 21 was crazy. 22 is even fucking insane. Like, and I'm scared for 23. Like, am I gonna make it past my LeBron year? Yeah, fuck Michael Jordan, that bald bitch. I'm joking, whatever. He's the second best player ever. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a debate for a different day, though. But I don't know anything. And, like, I think that's the whole point of life. Like, you don't know shit when you're supposed to know shit, but you gain that knowledge after. Because I guess life wouldn't be fun if you knew everything that you're supposed to do and da da da. Because I guess there'd be no point. But I feel like everyone's life has, like, a script. And, like, some people, you know, some people, like, the people whose lives just suck, that's it. That's how it was written, dude. Like, you tried, and the thing is, you tried everything, and it still sucked. But there are some people that just succumb to their story, you know? They're just like, all right, whatever. This is it. And you got people that try to fight it, you know? Or you just got people that let it take them where they need to go. And I think, I don't know. I think everyone kind of had a just, I don't know, it's weird. It's really weird that I'm the Truman Show. Is my head bleeding? I'm bleeding. Jesus Christ, I'm bleeding on the pod. Don't ever say I didn't do anything for y'all. Blood, sweat, and tears. But it feels good to be talking on the pod again. My vibe has been off. That's why the podcast hasn't been going. Like, my vibe got off, and then I couldn't vibe anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate the word vibe so much. But I say it so, and, like, ironically, duh. But, like, anytime I do anything ironically to be funny, I end up, like, making it an integral part of me. Like, using a bunch of emojis, I don't really mean that shit. I'm, like, trying to be, like, a hood nigga or, like, those cringy people that use a lot of emojis. But now I just do it. And so, like, people don't, if you don't know me, you're just like, damn, nigga, you like emojis? But, like, I'm just, like, I'm, like, trolling. It's, like, it's not serious to me. Like, you know, whatever. I don't know, dude. Life is just crazy. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Malik Talking. I am your host, Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, also known as the nigga with no bitches. But today is episode three. And today, it's not just Malik Talking, it's Malik Social Club. Today, we have on guest, Dominique Jones.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Our boy Dominique is here in Malik Social Club, where, you know, we smoke a little something, or drink a little something.
Allegedly, you know, not really. I mean, maybe, who knows?
No. I don't know what the nigga just said, but I'm going to interview Dominique. You feeling soft?
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I'm feeling soft.
All right. Yeah, so anyways, whatever that nigga talking about, I'm going to interview Dominique, give him some questions. He answers these questions as best he can because it's going to be fun. We're going to get off the wall. It's going to be a little wild. It's going to be a little crazy, but he can handle it. Am I right, Dominique?
Yes.
And we are back in Malik Social Club. I'm here with Dominique.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi, Dominique. You've been one of my closest friends for quite some time now. And yep. He's been there with me through it all, through all my ups, all my downs.
John Griffin. I saw you, John Griffin, but like, yeah.
We connected more in high school later in life because we realized we were kind of on the same path, but like.
Rival jerk squads.
Right, and I didn't jerk. Don't listen to that nigga. He probably jerked.
No, nigga, I didn't jerk.
What?
I was just remembering the jerk squads JC used to have. Nigga, fucking start competition between jerking. I don't know. It's just crazy. Anyways, continue.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I've known Dominique since, like, I moved here. But we never weren't really, really friends until, like, probably after, like, well, like, high school, like, more after college. Oh, more after high school, like. So, but Dominique's been my dog, man. And the fact that I get to sit here and interview him for the podcast. You guys get all, to answer all, Dominique's answering all questions you want to know about Dominique. But he's undermining my entire interview. So, first question. What's your name, bud?
Dominique Jones, a.k.a. DJ, a.k.a. Champagne Poppy. Yeah, nah. I just figured you had a.k.a.s. I needed to come up with some.
Okay, b.k.a. the nigga with the bitches. Second question. Dominique, where the bitches at, bro?
I knew this was coming here, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know where they are, okay? I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? I'm just keep my head low.
Dominique, tell us where the bitches are. Oh, you know where they're at.
I feel like a trick question. Metaphorically speaking? Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, metaphorically tell me where the bitches are at.
I don't know, man.
Nigga, you just told me you could give me a metaphor. Where's my metaphor?
Shit. It's probably like, you know, once you go looking, once you teach a man to fish. Fishes. No, that's not okay. You give a man a fish, you know, he take it. But you teach a man to fish, you got a fishing rod.
What? Yo, this nigga's high as fuck. Okay, Dominique, you took like 3 hits. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm straight, dude. Allegedly, I didn't take nothing. We don't know that.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh my god.
Sweet. Are we on?
There it is.
Mike, check 1, 2, 1, 2, man.
Smitty!
What's going on, buddy?
That's good, man. Oh, my gosh. This is historic, Trent. You have no idea.
You have no
appreciate
idea.
You. I, dude, I appreciate you having me on. I really do.
Bro, I'm glad you're here, dude. Like, this has been a dream of mine since, like, 20... This is before I even knew what a podcast was.
Listen, like, listen, dude. This is like talking on the phone, so that's pretty historic itself.
You know? Exactly. Like, we don't even have to be in, like, the same vicinity. Like,
that's pretty cool.
It's dope. Look at modern technology doing something right.
Yeah, but they're the fucking devil. Same goddamn time, dude. So keep that perspective, but don't let that ruin your life. Anyways, dude, we can go fucking deep, dude. I'm pretty goddamn barbecued right now, dude.
You're barbecued.
Fucking.
I feel that. I'm lightly toasted. Lightly toasted.
It's been a week, so.
Your tolerance is what?
Declined rapidly because I've been losing weight, so. Okay. Not bad weight, you know what I'm saying? Just weight. Need to get off. The shit that I fucking need to get off, basically. Fucking right. To goddamn look good.
Gotcha.
Which I feel like I do right now, but I just kind of, I keep it to myself and I just keep it consistent. And
yeah.
That's what my life is run on, just keeping it consistent in the gym and fucking work. You know what I'm saying? It all builds up, man. And I, you know what I've been thinking?
Huh?
I've been thinking, like, when you look at a person, listen, just, like, don't look at them in a judgmental way or fucking any bias or ego-based way. You can kind of tell their life choices, how they added up and how they became as a person. Kind of, like, you know what I mean? Someone's, like, physical body, you can kind of tell that. You know, I don't know. It just takes a lot of work to fucking to get somewhere. And once I can go on a fucking rant about this, but I fucking stumble over my words. But I don't know. You can kind of look at a person. Let me just fucking. I'm goddamn. I even forgot what I was about to say, dude. Are we on?
There it is.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Yeah.
Smitty.
What's going on, buddy?
That's good, man. Oh my gosh. This is historic, Trent. You have no idea. You have no idea.
I appreciate you having me on. I really do.
Bro, I'm glad you're here, dude. Like, this has been a dream of mine since like 20. This is before I even knew what a podcast was.
Listen, like, listen, dude. This is like talking on the phone, so that's pretty historic itself.
You know? Exactly. Like, we don't even have to be in like the same vicinity. Like,
that's pretty cool.
It's dope. Look at modern technology doing something right.
Yeah, but they're the fucking devil. Same goddamn time, dude. So keep that perspective, but don't let that ruin your life. Anyways, dude, we can go fucking deep, dude. I'm pretty goddamn barbecued right now, dude.
You're barbecued.
Fucking.
I feel that. I'm lightly toasted. Lightly toasted.
It's been a week, so.
Your tolerance is what?
Declined rapidly because I've been losing weight, so okay. Not bad weight, you know what I'm saying? Just shit I need to get off. The shit that I fucking need to get off, basically. Fucking right. To goddamn look good.
Gotcha.
Which I feel like I do right now, but I just kind of, I keep it to myself and I just keep it consistent. And
yeah.
That's what my life is run on, just keeping it consistent in the gym and fucking work. You know what I'm saying? It all builds up, man. And I, you know what I've been thinking?
Huh?
I've been thinking, like, when you look at a person, listen, just, like, don't look at them in a judgmental way or fucking any bias or ego-based way. You can kind of tell their life choices, how they added up and how they became as a person. Kind of, like, you know what I mean? Someone's, like, physical body, you can kind of tell that, you know, I don't know. It just takes a lot of work to fucking to get somewhere. And once, like, I can go on a fucking rant about this, but I fucking stumble over my words. But I don't know. You can kind of look at a person. Let me just fucking. I'm goddamn. I even forgot what I'm about to say, dude.
Kanye West is one of the greatest artists of our generation. And that's on God.
Hello, guys. It's your boy Malik, and this is episode 4, 5? I don't know. Episode 5, 4 of Malik Talking, and it's episode 2. Malik Social Club, and I have a special guest here. Her name is
Linda.
I'm on the plane currently to Las Vegas, Nevada. Linda sits down.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Okay. She sits down and we're talking. Linda's a nice woman. She's the best.
Yes.
She's the best. She's the best. Don't forget it. And they're from Durham. And that's cool. But what I want to say is...
And I'm a nurse.
She's a nurse.
A plastic surgery nurse.
Really?
Yes.
You can get me.
I do boobs and butts.
Whoa. Hey, I'm going to need your number so I could. Not for me.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
For girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's super awesome.
Right.
Okay, I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but we're going to get into the episode. Now, it's Malik and Linda.
Why, what are you looking at?
I don't know. I'm just focusing on something so I could talk. I don't know. Do you want me to look at you?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're good. So I'm going to stop it, and we're going to come back in. All right, you ready? Okay. All right, she's ready. Hold on. I'm sorry.
It's not a show.
I definitely rather listen to Drake in concert than Frank Ocean, but I get the Frank Ocean experience because that nigga don't perform nowhere. So if you got to see Frank, you got to see Frank. So it's like, I get it. It's a, you know, but also nobody said it was going to be Frank Ocean. It was all pure speculation. Tyler was never just like, yeah, Frank's coming, guys. Like, everyone was just like, it's going to be Frank. Nigga, I thought it was going to be Frank Ocean. So the fact that I heard it was Drake, I'm pissed. Because I was like, if I knew it was Drake, I would definitely would have been there, bro. Like, you know, so it's like, damn, bro. But it didn't make any sense. Like, everyone was pissed that it was Drake instead of Frank Ocean. And I'm like, nobody said Frank Ocean was going to be there, dude. Like, nobody. Literally nobody. Except the people that thought it was going to be Frank Ocean. Like, you know, and that just doesn't make sense, man. Drake got classics, man. If Drake came out, bruh, you enjoy Drake, bruh. Like, it's just the rules, man. Like, even Gabe said he wouldn't have booed Drake, man. If Gabe wouldn't boo Drake, you shouldn't boo Drake. Because Gabe loves Drake. And I'm here to tell everyone his secret. He loves Drake. And especially when he's high. That nigga get high, he's a Drake fan. Anyways, I shouldn't be talking about his drug usage on the fucking podcast. Sorry, Gabe. And his future employers.
We bike. All right. So, I'm going to put a twist on this. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Throw me a curveball.
Now, your top three OnlyFans, kill, marry, fuck.
All right. Okay. So, the one that I just picked?
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm killing Harriet Tubman. I'm sorry. that was my bad choice. We're gonna marry Ellen.
Okay, yeah.
And we're gonna
fuck. I feel that. Secure that bag, homie. Exactly. Secure that real bag. Man. Yeah, hey, I'm with that.
Ellen too.
Because she's not like gonna wanna fuck every day anyway.
Right, so, that's marriage isn't about fucking the chick.
Yeah, you don't marry someone you wanna fuck every day. That's right. Just not.
No, because you're not going
you're
to.
Not, no. Like,
once you move in with a chick, the sex stops.
No, 100%. It's a dub.
And like,
you gotta ask for that shit like an allowance, right? Like,
baby, I've been good. You know, like, we haven't been arguing.
I ain't smoke weed in the house. You asked me not to. I stopped.
Can I please have some Gucci?
A little bit, like, then, just a smidge. Like, a smidge.
It's like, I'm so tired and I'm gonna work all day. I'm like, baby, I'm a stay at home dad, streamer, tweeter. Please.
I'm lonely all day.
Oh, you just work all day and I don't get nothing. And then, so I guess the fuck, who was my last one?
It was
Harriet Tubman, Ellen.
May.
Definitely smashing Meg. Off top.
Yeah, that's easy.
That was easy.
Super easy. Yeah.
All right, yours?
All right, okay. So, kill, marry, fuck. I said Anna Kendrick, Zazie Beetz, and Constance Wu. Okay. All right. I'm marrying Zazie Beetz because I know she's just a beautiful ass person. I could be okay to see her every day.
Okay.
I'd be super cool with that.
Right. Like, not even fucking.
Yeah, not just even
like,
fucking.
I
just
love
like,
my wife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. I just gotcha. Love that bitch.
Right.
All
right.
So, fuck. Okay. This is a tough one.
This is tough.
All right.
You backed yourself into a corner.
Fuck. All right. I'm gonna kill Anna Kendrick. I'm sorry.
Damn, she a white girl.
She a white girl. You know, I can't even trust that. I like her. You know, get that one pipe in. You know,
To throw it out,
you know, because she probably gonna break my heart before I break her heart. Right. Some crazy shit. Yeah, and I'm steady fucking Constance Wu because she Asian. I know she a freak. I know she a dumb freak. Pussy lips sideways and everything. You feel me? Like, I'm in that, bitch. I'm swimming.
Outrageous.
I'm swimming. And then, you know, Jennifer Aniston, she be the main side piece.
All right. Through all of this.
Yeah. She just, you know, rub my back when I'm really, really not feeling looking at Zazie Beetz.
Yeah. That day. Yeah. You know. They like live in the same house.
Oh, tell me about your problems, Don Pablo. What? I'm like, yeah, bitch, say my name again.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's pretty much the curveball.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I'd like to say. It's pretty good.
So what is your stance on? Hello everybody, this is Malik talking. I'm here with the only Carnell here. Yeah. How are you doing today? You were at my New Year's party.
Man, and it's going just as I expected.
Look, Carnell, I have a question. Yeah. 2020, what can we expect from you, bro? Are we gonna get this EP, this long awaited Valentine's Day EP?
Y'all are getting more than an EP.
Oh, we're getting more than that? Cock is hard thinking about that, bro. Thank you for coming out to the event, my brother.
Yo, get your hand off my shoulder.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, I'ma fuck this nigga. Alright, we are back. Malik Talking, episode 7. This is Malik Talking. You know what? I didn't even introduce myself. It's Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, also known as the nigga with no bitches. And we're back. Now I'm here with Young Mama Cycle, and we, like I said, we got a
AKA Mad and Mommy. Remember when I whooped your ass on YouTube years ago?
My mom, we have a past. Well, I mean, other than her being my mom. So on YouTube, I used to make you videos. I was brown paper bag 3-2-1. And I so I challenged my mom to a game of Madden, and somehow the crazy thing is, it's like almost like I remember I played rec basketball, and we were in a 2-3 zone, and they passed it to this girl who was wide open on the wing, and all I did was run out on her, but she made the three anyway. And everybody was on my ass like she just fucking facial me. But we're playing zone. Like, what the fuck? We're playing man. I would have smacked the braids off that bitch. But I'm being serious. Like, come on now. So
I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone was on my ass. We was playing zone defense. Y'all niggas don't know about zone. Anyways, anyways, so I'm sitting here and I'm like, could you stop squeaking? Anyways, I'm sitting here and I challenge them on the game of Madden. And somehow, by the grace of God himself, I fucking lost. And I really don't know, because that was when I was a fucking Madden virgin and I just sat there and played that shit all day. So I lost to her and she got to talk her shit. And yeah, it was great. Anyways. We have a history. Now, she's on the podcast, Malik Talking, and here we are, talking with Malik. That's crazy. How do I do that? I'm really good at this, dude. I'm a fucking natural. Anyways, so today on the topic list, we're talking about... I can't really remember last episode. We talked about OnlyFans, correct?
Yeah.
We did. We sure did. Now, today I'm going to talk about it with my mom. And mom, question, do you know what OnlyFans is?
I don't really, but I think I do. Is it like when chicks are selling their ass, well, pictures of their ass online? Something like that. You subscribe to them and pay money.
Right, and then they just drop daily booty hole pics.
What? People pay for that?
Hey, nah, look. I would pay top dogs. See, Nick, look. Niggas be making OnlyFans, but it's gay as hell. Nah, but like it's cool. Like I know a lot of people that have OnlyFans. I mean,
you don't have an OnlyFans, do you?
I want. I wish if I could sell my dick online. What?
What if you want to be president one day?
My dick gonna be on the ballot. Shit. Hey, vote for Dick. Little Richard. But if I want to be president one day, well, I mean, honestly, I was going to say I probably couldn't, but Trump's president. So shit. I mean, like, I at this rate, yeah. It's
shit, Chase could be president.
Okay, we're going too far now. You went too far.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so OnlyFans. Do you subscribe to any OnlyFans? You ain't got no fucking money.
Wow. Have I subscribed to OnlyFans? Only on Twitter I have.
Do they give you sample pics? Like, what if you don't like it? See, do you get your refund back? How do you get your money back?
You don't, because bitches, they devious, man. You know, they sit there.
Somebody could just be sending you random pictures they didn't took out of magazines.
Okay, mom, right? No magazine got a booty hole pic in it.
The ones with the paper on it that's in the back shelf.
Which one? Store. Wait, what back shelf? Hey, I'm trying to see this back shelf with the booty hole pics.
When I came up in Detroit, you know how like the top back shelf and it's just paper covering, like you couldn't even see the front. And they had XXX on there, so I'm quite sure a booty hole was in there.
Nigga, you was in your 20s and the 90s.
Shut up. That shit ain't funny.
Look, man. Hey, man. Say, man. It's 2019. I'm pretty sure there's no... Wait. It's 2020. I'm pretty sure there's no top shelf with the XXX.
Barnes & Noble, probably.
I will go to Barnes & Noble tomorrow and jack off in the lobby if there's a butthole up there.
You can't go to jail for that.
Hey, man. Wait, would that make me a sexual predator?
Probably.
Like, I can't, like, pick my sister up from school?
Probably. What do they call them?
Sexual predators.
Yeah.
What? So I'd be like a red triangle in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Damn! That's crazy!
Anytime your dick is out in public.
Damn! Boom. That's sexist. I have seen women pull their nipples out at
to feed a baby.
No, no, no. Okay, but what if I'm feeding a woman? Same difference. She's hungry.
Oh my God.
She says she hungry. This dick is the kitchen.
Malik.
Leak the stallion.
Stop. So, with that being said.
I'm choking on fuck.
What?
God damn it. Okay. Anyways, what are you saying?
With that being said, do your only top picks still stand?
My only top pick? You talking my OnlyFans top pick?
Yeah.
All right. Look, updated list today. Georgia Smith. Good morning, everybody. This is Malik talking exclusive. I just woke up from a slumber of probably about 8 to 9 hours. You know the fucking vibes. But I woke up to Meg the fucking Stallion getting her face fucking sucked on by Gerald Easy. And it is the today's date is February fucking 3rd. 3 days in the Black History Month, our black women are giving the punani to the white man. Do you not understand that when the black man gives his cock up to the white woman, it is different? We are dominating them. We are poning their pussies. But this nonsense here, you might as well be a jigaboo. You might as well be Bojangles. You might as well tap dance your way down to Master Suite for the sex. What is happening? I don't know what's happening. I woke up. I thought it was a fever dream. I really did. Like, I just woke up. That was a fever dream. I woke up damp. I woke up damp. Like, I've been sweating all night. Like, I've been going through it.
And, you know, I got a little cold, not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. But I wake up to see this. Unacceptable! This is terrible. This is not good.
All right. Why? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. All right. Checks over stripes. That's what I like. That's what I like. We're back and we're talking about, so you know when you're vibing, you're having a good time, you're on this great date, mm-hmm. like you've been doing things all day together, and you guys like, oh my god, we're finally gonna eat, we're gonna sit down and eat together. You get to a restaurant and you eat your food and you're like, oh my god, I love you so much. And then
no one has asked me on a date in like the longest time.
What do you mean? Like a date?
I mean, if I'm going out to eat with someone, it's usually like...
You mean, like, what do you mean?
Never mind.
What? You mean like, hey, Emily, do you want to go get a burger sometime? Mm. Or like, hey, babe, we're about to go get your clothes on. We're about to go get a... go get the ribeye. I don't know what I'm talking like.
First off, that would never happen.
Okay, a piece of fish. Pescatarian joke.
Oh, I meant a guy with that accent.
I don't...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Anyways, I stop. Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello, and we are back with Malik Talking, episode blank. Malik Social Club episode blank. Yeah. Hey, Zach, how are you doing?
Doing good, bud. Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. You know, it's just a lot of... Zach, you're the perfect person for this episode.
You think so?
You are. You are Malcolm X, if I ever seen him. You're just Malcolm X. Like... It's crazy. Now, what the topic is, we're talking about self-love today, man.
Yes, sir.
Self-love. Yes, the best love.
The best love.
It's the best love you could have. We said that the same thing.
Right.
At the same time.
We understand.
Now Kith. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But self-love. And then we're talking about this because Summer Walker, man.
She went to the butcher shop.
Oh, God. Like, Summer Walker's a cute chick, you know, and she's getting surgeries and shit. Now she's starting to look like a Muppet baby.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking skeleton.
Lil' Kim in the making.
Like the dramatic skeletons they have on Halloween. And
yeah, it's not looking good for Summer Walker. And the thing is, it's like...
And she was beautiful.
She was. Beautiful lady. She was. She just looked a little... She needed a bath or something, but she was beautiful. You know?
The perfect, like, quiet ratchet girl, so to speak.
Did you say quiet ratchet girl?
Yeah, she was... She won't loud. She won't, like, with the witted type stuff.
Right. She was that R&B. She just was
a smooth R&B ratchet.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, and
the thing is, I didn't know
ratchet,
some...
I don't mean to be, like, so much of a disrespectful, but...
Like a nigger.
I mean, I wouldn't say that either. She just was a stereotype of a ratchet female. Okay. But she wasn't it itself, because she was quiet.
And not a nigger.
And... I don't know about that part.
Well, she's no nigger no more. She has a white...
Britney Spears nose now, so...
And it's just like, dude, we were talking about Michael Jackson. I was like, yo, Michael Jackson was fucking sexy. Like, he had the big-ass afro, sexy-ass hair.
He was the sex symbol. He was the candidate for all black boys.
Yeah.
All beautiful black boys.
And he was very beautiful. His teeth were nice.
Dark skin, beautiful nose, hair, eyes, features, bodies, voice... He was adorned by the ladies.
Bro, he was the ultimate nigga, man.
Like Pretty Boy 2000, that's who I aspire to be.
I want to be Michael Jackson. I want to be Young Mike.
I'm already on 10, but Mike was on 20. No, you know?
Mike had bitches fainting at his shows, bro, because he was just standing there. Like, bro.
Breathing.
Right, he literally was just breathing. Niggas was like, oh my God, it's Michael!
I don't know, the best one I get is like, ooh, who's that? Oh, he's so tall. That must be at Zach.
Hell no. I ain't ever heard nothing like that. They be like, that nigga dirty as hell. I know. I heard his dick burning. I heard it that one time.
They be like, who is that? What's his name? Let me talk to him.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Who is that?
They be like, yeah, that's...
All the time. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm like the walking Michael now.
All right.
2000.
No,
you know, 2000.
No,
just like the old fashioned version, though. That's it.
No, I don't know who
Mike
said.
Mike would be proud of me.
I don't know who
Mike
said.
Mike would be proud of me.
That cap ass shit. Nobody said that cappery, but it's okay.
That's because you're light skin. You don't get it.
Okay.
Michael was light skin. He was brown skin.
Okay, he was light skin by the time he died. By the time he died, he was light skin.
He wasn't light skin. He was white.
Okay, that's light skin.
That's not light skin.
Yeah, it is. It's
absence of color, so there's no light to it.
Okay.
Boom.
Melanin. Because dark. All white people have melanin. Kylie Jenner is the most beautiful Nubian queen I've ever seen.
No, she's not Nubian. She's a Barbie doll She's a stereotype for blacks and a Barbie doll.
She's a Nubian queen.
No, she's a what do they call them? Not culture vultures.
They do call them that too.
I mean, she is.
Snickerlicker.
Those two impersonators. You get the black butt, you get the black boobs, you get the black lips, you get the black attributes just without the skin color.
That sounds amazing.
That's what it is.
That's literally,
she didn't have an ass, she didn't have lips, she didn't have boobs, she looked like a stick. She looked like Plank from fucking NNA.
And she like, but that's
her sister's still skinny,
but like that's so lit though, because it's like you literally, you can be a nigga without being a nigga.
Right. You are a personator. You hold down the culture, but you can't hold down the color. You don't respect the team.
Oh.
You just like the team, but you can't respect them.
Yeah.
If she was dark for a day, she wouldn't like it. She wouldn't appreciate it. No white person wants to be black. They just want to look like us. They don't want to be us. They want to be us, but they can't be us. You can't replicate goodness. We are of God, and we are God's chosen people.
Right.
We are the chosen. We're the one. We're the tribe, you know. It all comes from us. Everything that happens in America comes from black people. Music, talent, singing, cooking, sports, the most dominant people out here on all platforms.
Wilt Chamberlain was dropping 100 on niggas, bro.
Tell me I'm lying. Don't worry, I'll wait.
I told y'all niggas, this is Malcolm X, bro. All this nigga do is this shit. I feel like, Zach, do you remember when that Gucci thing happened? When they had like the big ass lips, you're like, you better not be wearing a Gucci cologne.
Right.
I'm like, bro, that Gucci guilty be smacking, bro.
At all. And I buy her a drink and I'm like, a hat. And she's like, damn, nigga, you kind of ugly. Why you got shades on? And then I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Give me that drink back. Like, I don't know. Like that's just gone from my week now. Like, now I just fucking sit in my house and get fucking belligerently drunk, you know? And Drake just tweeted out that Toozy slide. Yes, sir! Yo, it's Drake season, y'all. And I just want y'all to know, man, it's lit. Ooh, I hear it. I gotta wait. All right, anyways, my dick is hard. And like, this episode is just me just, oh my God. I'm just like, I really don't know how to feel, dude, about this whole quarantine fucking, like, bro. And I think about it every day. I'm just like, yo, I probably have corona, but I don't have the means to get tested for it. You know, like, what the fuck? I don't have health insurance. I can't go in there and be like, hey, I have one corona test, please. Like, it's nothing like that. Like, it's literally like if I had corona right fucking now and I just dropped fucking dead, no one would care. Like, no one could do anything about it. It'd just be like, damn, that nigga died from corona. And the coolest thing about dying from corona is you're a part of the statistic. You're in the history books. You're one of them niggas that died from it. Like, it's fucked up, but, like, that's what it is. Like, you know, at least if you die from corona, like, hey, like, you know, like, I mean, shit, bro, like, you know, you went out like a champ. Like, you didn't die from some weak ass shit. Like, you died from some shit that was taking niggas out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't think that's a good thing per se, but shit, like, bro, honestly, look, guys, and, like, I've been thinking about it, and I've just been thinking about it, and I'm like, yo, there's so much, like, we need to take this more seriously. Like, now, I'm like, yo, I'm in the crib now. Like, before, I was like, corona, who? And still going out drinking and shit, but now I'm like, yo, like, nigga, if I get caught slipping by corona, bro, like, oh, damn. The hoes really not gonna respect me now. Like, shit. You know, they don't respect me now. They gonna be like, that weak ass nigga died from corona. And I'm gonna be like, you right. Thing that's happening is happening. But this shit's crazy still, though. Like, you know, there can't be like 200 people in Target now. Like, they gotta stand outside like it's the club. Like, people are like, it's really crazy. Like, I don't know. I can't keep up with it. You can't even go on Best Buy. It's all curbside pickup. Like,
yeah.
Like,
this is something I really didn't think I'd ever, like, I didn't think I'd ever live through it.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, I thought something else would happen in my lifetime that maybe wasn't this.
Yeah.
Like, this just wasn't a possibility to me. Like, it's,
we're like,
yeah.
This is crazy. Like, the world is not gonna be the same anymore. Like, everything will go back, but, like, not all the way. Like,
and, like, yeah.
Like, social distancing, that's a real term now. Like, I've never
heard of that.
Right.
Before.
And then when I kept seeing it, I was like, is this made up? Like, this is some sick fucking joke. Social distancing. But, like, these two words have existed for quite some time. And now we've put them in a phrase together.
With a hyphen.
Yeah, with a hyphen now. Like, it's a term. Like, and you have to do that.
It's a mainstream word. Like, yeah. That's the thing. Like, I think it was a word, but it's, like, mainstream.
It's, like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Like, I was telling you earlier, when quarantine gets lifted, like, are people going to, like, rush outside and just be so excited and, like, celebrating and, oh, I'm going to go to the club? And, like, are the clubs going to be popping? Like, yeah. You know, like, really energetic? Or are people going to be, like, eh, and, like, start coming out little by little?
Or is
it
just going to be white people out? Yeah. Everything's going to be lame.
Yeah.
Like, the clubs, they're going to be like, yeah, it's just white people here. is that racist? No, it's not racist. It's just, like, you know what? We're not going to get into race. We're just going to say xenophobic. So, but yeah, no, I understand. That's crazy. Cause, like, obviously we're gonna have people rushing to go back, but, like,
we'll have both maybe.
Yeah, but I think it'll be more to, like, the getting your hair done and nails done again.
Yeah.
That'll fill up. I think that'll be, like, one of the first things open, and they probably won't open clubs till, like, the end of it. Like, yeah. You know? Cause, like,
that'd be kind of stupid to, like, reopen them right away.
Right, you know? Yeah. Like, Vegas is still closed. Like, they've been closed for, like, a month now. Like, that's so much money just gone. Just, but, like, Vegas is going to get 10 times as slammed, like, later down the road.
Oh, we'll be there next summer.
Hell yeah.
Won't we?
The Bachelor Party.
The Bachelor and Bachelorette Party.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Chase, listen.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging out, bro.
Yeah.
Say what's up to the pod.
Hey, what's up, pod? What's up?
Tell what you got going on, bro.
Hey, we vibing. Hey, good ass birthday party. Happy birthday, Molly. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hey, sir. Thank you for coming out, sir. I know you with Chase. It's okay. I'm sorry, that. I'm sorry she yelled at you. It's okay. You good, bro?
Yeah.
You good, bro? All right, you good, bro? I know she threw something on you, bro. You good? You straight? All right, thank you, bro.
Listen, everybody, can't trust the motherfuckers.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Say what's up. You're on the podcast.
Hey, you know we out here, bro, for this nigga birthday, you know what I'm saying? 23, you know what I'm saying? We turned up.
We turned up, man.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck the bullshit. We alive.
I'm about the beer bomb. Yeah, the beer bomb.
You know, we got the beer bomb because it's your birthday, bro.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Shout out to my nigga Lil C out here. Gave me some DC weed. I got high today for the first time.
Yes, sir. For the first time.
For the first time in a long time.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you want to be on the podcast, sir?
Fuck it. I'm be on the podcast.
What's up? Gabe, what do you got to say?
Man, ask me anything you want to ask me, bro.
Gabe, what do you want to happen this year, bro?
All right. Man, bad beginnings make for good endings. So I'm hoping the last half of 2020 is fucking sick.
Exactly. It will be.
Exactly.
It will be. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Hey, ask me what I gotta say.
What you gotta say, bro?
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
What you got, bro?
Yeah,
I don't got anything, bro. I don't got anything.
Where's Pablo?
I called him earlier. He didn't answer.
It's okay. It's okay.
That nigga probably fucked up already.
All I got to my mind right now is, like, you got to do what you love.
Exactly.
You know?
Tell
like,
them.
You got to live your life. There's so many people out there that tell you, like, you can do this, you can do that. But, like, in the end, you got to do what you want to do when you're alive. Exactly. You know? You know what I'm talking about, bro?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because, like, if you don't like what you do, why are you alive?
Right, yeah. Right. And, like, life is all about experiences.
Exactly.
And if you're just, like, going with the flow and you're, like, if you're doing what, like, he tells you and she's telling you and he's doing it, you can't do it.
Right.
That's not it, because it's about you.
It's inside me.
Yeah, it's me. It's inside of you.
It's me.
It's inside of you. Of you course. Do what you gotta do. And, like, you're the only one that knows what you want.
Exactly.
And that's what you gotta do. That's
I gotta
it.
Do what I wanna do.
Exactly.
Do what you wanna do.
Do what you wanna do.
What that's what you, that's what you gotta do.
Bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
I didn't mean to get it right to get in there, but we can change the subject.
No,
but
keep
I mean,
going. This
the
is...
people listening, like, real talk, like, if you know anything about numerology, study it. Even if you don't go all the way into depth in it, just understanding the basics of, okay, all of these shits happen and number 33 is in there somewhere. That shit is no coincidence. That shit's no coincidence. Did that shit happen to your family? Your family not getting goddamn sacrificed. They die on a random days or some shit like that. Or some event, or they break their leg on a random day. But, like, when it's events that shape history and how things are gonna go, it's numerology. I'm not crazy. I might sound crazy to these people that, you know, fluoride smoothie drinkers and shit like that, but this shit is real. This shit is really real. I need to take a shot for this.
Oh my god. My brain is just, like... expanding, like, it. I'm like, oh my god, and I'm starting to just think of other shit, just like random shit that deals with it.
Look
like,
into it. Do your own research. Like, the world is at your fingertips.
It really is. It really is. The internet, man.
Some shit, like, I follow, like, a lot of, like, conspiracy pages and stuff like that. Right. I'd be on Reddit a lot. I'd be, like, reading for hours on Reddit and stuff like that. Some shit, I'd be like, okay, that's a little bit outlandish. They're making us look crazy. And then they call it conspiracy theories because they want to be like, it could be true, but we're gonna say it's not true because we're gonna throw the word conspiracy theory into it,
like stigmatize.
Oh, it's a theory, but it's really not a theory. Like, this shit is real. Like, people were saying, like, the sex trafficking rings was like theories, like, a couple years ago.
Right
now, this shit is, like, blown up. Of course, it's not getting news coverage because the elite is in it.
Right.
But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They were saying it was a theory a couple years ago.
Right.
But now it's, like, right there in your face, and that shit with Wayfair and stuff like that.
Yeah. That wasn't a coincidence.
It's no coincidence. Motherfuckers was calling that shit theories back then, but this shit is real. It's getting exposed now, but it's not getting any news coverage. But, of course it's not. But, you know what's crazy? They just found 39? Yeah, 39 kids. And that shit got no news coverage.
I only saw it on Twitter.
You know,
you just see shit on Twitter, and then you go on TV, and they're talking about goddamn coronavirus. And you're like...
Wear a mask. But did you remember when in the beginning they said a mask doesn't prevent anything?
That was, dude, I thought I was crazy. I
no,
was like,
bro,
I
you're
was
not
like,
crazy.
Yo, I thought I was crazy. I'm like, in February, niggas, you don't know, no, mask, what would a mask prevent? A mask wouldn't prevent anything, guys.
Bro, you can fart in that shit. Like, bro, like that shit get in between your shit, right. Bro. You can still smell right. It. Like, bro, that corona gonna slip up through that damn
mask, little.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then a cloth mask. Like, oh, you gotta wear a mask. We don't care what kind of bitch. I done walked in a place like this and they ain't say shit to me. You know what I'm saying? I was pregnant. Changed nothing about my damn lifestyle. Nothing. And I have not been sick. I haven't been sick since last March of 2019. That's because I came back from Miami because I was dressing like a goddamn thot on a goddamn strip. Uh-huh. And I was wearing stripper outfits on the beach. And I mean, they looked like swimsuits, but they was really stripper outfits. Right. You know, same difference.
Yeah, same difference. Just
wearing thongs on the beach. So, I mean, it got cold at night. It wasn't like warm. I mean, it was warmer than here because, you know, it was March. But right. It was like, you know, like 78 degrees during the day. And then, right. Like, if you step in the shade, it's like, you know, 71, 69 degrees, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it'd be, you know, my Airbnb was kind of far, and then you'd be getting nighttime. I'd still be on the strip. I ain't really had no clothes on, and I was drinking. I was screaming. Lost my voice, came back. I'm like, damn, I was sick for like a week. But, you know, yeah. Shit was nasty. Yeah. Motherfuckers was drinking off the same bottle. I'm pouring shots off the bottle. People don't put their mouths. I know, it's so gross.
This,
it's
hey, so you gross. Know, saying it out loud now, and it's COVID, and you're
I
like.
Know, and you're just like, whoa, you're tripping. But it's just like, bro, you know how many people put their mouth on people's bottles?
Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't doing that. Right. I was like pouring it into like my little shot glass or whatever, but people but still put their mouth on that shit. And I'm like, you know, well, it's alcohol. And it's, you know, it's gonna kill it. Yeah. But germs.
Yeah.
Like, I know. Yeah. Now I would never, but it's just like,
it was back then, though. It was back then.
But I changed nothing about my lifestyle, and I was good. I mean, of course, like, you know, it's them old folk. They gonna die anyway. They about to be dust. Right. Drip to, you right. know, grannies and stuff.
That was
like
when
that.
They but, said it only killed old people.
I mean, not only people with weak immune systems. You know, old people, they got weak immune systems. Yeah. But, you know, they not gonna live that much longer anyway. They gonna die from natural causes and shit like that. But you gotta think. It's the same old people that was gonna die from the flu anyway.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, people, if you got a cold, which is the type of coronavirus, and you go get tested for COVID, and you don't really have COVID, it's still gonna come up as positive. So be like, oh my God, I got coronavirus. No, bitch, you got a cold. But they don't wanna tell you that because they wanna inflict fear on everybody. That shit is really, I mean, it's out there, but they, of course, you know, the news is hyping it up, and you know old people be watching CNN all day because they ain't got nothing else better to do.
Right. They love Don Lemon.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's brainwashing. They telling you the same thing over and over again.
It's on all day. Yeah, I can literally come in at 2 p.m. and then come back at 5 p.m. Anderson Cooper, gay ass, still saying the same shit. Like, he's still... President Trump today. And I'm like, goddamn. It's same thing. No change of the diction, none of that. No. Same voice inflection the whole time.
I mean, for real. They tell you to say the new normal, the new normal. Right. And then, like, it's in your brain, and you go to Walmart, and they got it over the loudspeaker, like, dude, saying the same thing.
Yo, this like,
I be walking up in Walmart with no goddamn mask. And, yo, you gotta have a mask on. Okay, I got a mask in my bag. I ain't putting that shit on. No, everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, look, if all y'all niggas got on masks and I don't, ain't the mask supposed to protect you? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Don't that make sense? If everybody in this bitch is vaccinated and I'm not, the vaccine's supposed to protect you, right?
Right.
Why are you tripping that I ain't vaccinated? Make it make sense.
Oh my God.
I mean, that makes sense though, right? I don't sound crazy, do I?
No, you don't sound crazy. The way you say it, I'm like, see, and the thing is, my brain is reprogrammed. I'm not gonna cap. Because, like, when I don't have my mask, I feel like an asshole. Like, I'm like,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I ain't wearing no damn mask. I be up in the club. Bitch, I can't breathe in the club. It's Kush smoke. I'm a stripper. I work in a booty club. I don't work in just a regular strip. You know, Dainty Paul, you know, slim bitches, it's white bitches. No, I work in a motherfucking booty club. Niggas is playing Young Jeezy in there. They playing goddamn
motivation.
I'm saying, bro. None of them motherfuckers got no goddamn mask. Niggas is sharing blunts, bro. Everybody in that bitch fine and dandy. Shit ain't changed, bro. Shit ain't changed. Like, everybody good. I mean, you know it's gonna start running because all the... You got Kush smoke, you got black smoke, you got cigarette smoke, you got bitches spraying body spray because they don't want their coochie to stink, shit like that. Like, I'm keeping it real, bro. I'm keeping it a band. Like, bitches are spraying deodorant spray, they spraying perfume. You got the bitches with the Prada perfume, and then you got the cheap goddamn dollar store perfume. Then you got the Victoria's Secret ass bitches. I can't breathe with Victoria's Secret. You know what I'm saying? So you got the different types of stripper bitches. You can tell which ones use the expensive shit. You can tell which ones use the dollar store one. The one that you see, you got vanilla, cotton candy, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Real talk. Like, then you got hairspray and stuff like that. Bitch, of course you can't breathe in there. And then they don't got none of the doors open, but they got the fans blowing, so all the doing is just circulating in the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you even go low to the ground like that, you still can't breathe. I'm bending all the way over, goddamn shaking my ass for money. And these niggas is just blowing that shit. They'll blow that shit right in your face. Oh, my bad, beautiful. I'm so sorry, I ain't mean to do. Here, $20. Well, shit, thank you. But I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
Being a woman is so easy. What the fuck?
Bruh, like, real
I wish I had a pussy so bad right
niggas
now.
Niggas got it easy too, bro.
Man, I can't shake my dick in a club and get $20.
I mean, you can, but some niggas, you know, their masculinity is going to be compromised. They feel like it's going to be compromised because it'd be gay niggas in a strip club. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I dance for a gay nigga. That nigga don't like pussy no way. I'll dance for a gay bitch.
Yeah, right.
Don't touch my pussy, but, like, I dance for a gay bitch.
Right.
No cap.
No cap. Hey, hey, at bottom line, gotta get your dollar.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. No cap. You need to come home with something. You can't come home with less than or none than you need to come home with something.
That's how it goes? Is that, like, the motto?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, for come you. Home with something. Don't come home with less money than you came with, or with the same amount. You need to come home with something. I don't give a fuck if it's $20.
Right. Nah, you be having...
I got a quota.
You got a quota. You be
stacked. Yeah, I got a quota.
I saw the baby had a money phone. I said, God damn. I just want everyone to know that if Malik Talking was in your girl's and Malik Talking was in your girl's Spotify Wrapped, hey, that's a body, no cap. That's a body, bro. You gotta fight your girl, no cap, bro. I'm joking, bro. Don't fight your girl, bro. I am nobody, but I am Malik, and this is Malik Talking, and we're back, episode 19 here. Malik Talking voted best podcast of 2020, guys. I fucking can't believe it. This is totally self-proclaimed, though, so don't go Googling it or anything. But just know, Malik Talking, best podcast ever, is ready. It's episode 19, guys. How you feeling today? I feel fantastic. I can't even talk.